You are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We are Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of the people and the land of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Operating translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. Listen at KAXE.org or on your smart speaker. We need people like you to support this local media, so text the word donate. 218-326-1234. All right, folks, this is Jazz on America Avenue, Northern Community Radio's jazz programming, and we do it every Sunday night. And I'm your volunteer host tonight, John Segarri. Let's jump right in with a little bit of Dave Brubeck.
Thank you.
Was Humpty Dumpty, a Chick Corea tune off of Esperanza Spalding's 2006 debut album, Jinjo. You had Esperanza on vocals and bass, although she didn't say anything in that one. Orin Ortiz on piano and Francesco Melay on drums. Right before that, in the middle of the set, we had Walking at Night from Blue Earth Sound's debut album, Cicero Nights. They're a jazz collective out of Chicago that just put out their first album, and they're headed up with piano player James Weir, kind of runs the show, with Patch Romanowski on drums, Michael Wells on guitar, Eamon Prizzi on saxophone, and Martin Diaz on bass. And then we opened up that set and the show tonight with the Brubeck classic Blue Rondeau a la Turk off 59's Time Out album. Let's see. We received support from Edward Jones financial advisor Christina Gallas, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Let's see. Yeah, let's just jump back into it with some Wayne Shorter. Mm-hmm. That was Dillalude number 2 from Robert Glasper Experiments 2012 album Black Radio, but that's off the remix EP where they took, what'd they take, six of the tracks from Black Radio and did remixes on them. They had a lot of different guest artists come in and do the remixes, but that one actually just remixed straight up by Robert Glasper. And then we opened up that set with Wildflower off Wayne Shorter's Speak No Evil album. That was his 1966 album on Blue Note that had Shorter on tenor sax, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. Real all-star cast on that one. Here at KXE, we receive support from Borealis Brushworks Painting in Bemidji, providing a full-service interior painting in residential locations throughout northern Minnesota, offering custom kitchen cabinet refinishing as well as one-room or whole-house repainting. More information at borealbrushworks.com. Let's see. Let's look at some PSAs here. The Virginia Public Library is offering genealogy assistance program the second Thursday of the month at 4. Whether you are just starting out or fine-tuning your research, all are welcome. Let's see. Grand Rapids Area Community Foundation announces the Itasca Area 100-plus Women Who Care Giving Circle Monday, October 13th at the Timberlake Lodge. Registration begins at 5 p.m., program at 5:30. Attendees each contribute $100, and nonprofits are nominated to receive the collective donation. So find out more information and register on Facebook. The Arrowhead Library Systems will be presenting They Brought Their Songs, International Folk Music in Minnesota, with musical trio Kaylee, now through November 5th. Find a full list of dates, times, and locations at als.info. All right, it is getting close to Halloween season. Not quite spooky time yet, but I don't know. This is always first week of fall weather, really. This always just kind of sets the mood. Thank you.
Thank you.
was Rachel Kichlew with Cyclical off her Flirty Ghost album. She had some help on that one from Alexis Taylor and Sholto, and what was the other guy on that? David Barden. Kind of a neat album. She's playing a harp, and it's got real, I don't know, kind of Cat Powers meets Brandy Younger. I've been digging it. In the middle of that set, we had Kidding on the Square from Mose Allison off his Middle Class White Boy album. And we opened up the set with the fall classic, The Great Pumpkin Waltz, off Vince Guaraldi's It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown soundtrack. Support for KAXE comes from Edwards LaPlante Construction in Grand Rapids, providing new residential construction, remodeling, siding, and window projects since 1957. More information at edwardslaplante.com. Let's see. Do a couple more PSAs. I haven't done these in a while. There's an Indigenous Peoples Celebration Monday, October 13th from 4:30 to 7 at the Gitche Zibi Art Center for the Arts in Brainerd. See the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe Color Guard, a student hand drum group, and the exhibit Why Treaties Matter. Let's see. Adventures in Lifelong Learning continues its fall season every Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Bemidji Eagles Club. Coffee and treats are served beginning at 9:40. There will be a variety of speakers each week. Find a full schedule on Facebook. Look for Bemidji Adventures in Lifelong Learning. All right, let's keep the music going for our last set for the hour, and then we're going to get a little more long form in the next hour. But let's open this one with some Sean Mason off his Southern Sweet album. Here's Closure.